At least one member of Congress is also skeptical of the government's report of how much oil has disappeared from the Gulf. So Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey convened a rare August hearing to grill government scientists. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Markey, a Democrat from Massachusetts, is chairman of the Energy and Environment Subcommittee and was the only member of the panel to interrupt his August recess for the hearing. He said while many are away this month, the oil hasn't gone away from the Gulf of Mexico, despite what Obama administration officials have maintained.
People want to believe that everything is okay, and I think this report and the way it is being discussed is giving many people a false sense of confidence regarding the state of the Gulf.
Markey said the amount of oil that remains in the Gulf, by the government's own accounting, some 1.3 million barrels, is five times larger than the Exxon Valdez spill in Alaska, and he questioned government scientists at the hearing over how they reached their conclusions that some three-quarters of the oil that spilled into the Gulf dissolved, dispersed, or was recovered. Bill Lehr, a senior scientist with NOAA, said the agency will gladly release its methodology as soon as it finishes its report.
Now the technical documentation is being written and will be peer-reviewed. It will be long. It will be boring. It will be filled with graphs and charts and all the references and the passive voices that are typical of such reports. And I assure you it will bore everybody except for those of a handful of us who actually like to do oil spill science.
Pressed on when that release would occur, Lehr said it would take some 2 months. That's not the answer Markey wanted to hear.
The public has a right to know right now what is going on in the Gulf of Mexico. And your report should be analyzed by others right now so that we're sure we got it right. Because if your numbers are wrong, 2 months from now could be too late.
Markey said the government had showed its answer first, and then it showed its work. He also questioned officials from NOAA, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the Food and Drug Administration about whether seafood being caught in the Gulf now is safe to eat. The government has opened some 31,000 square miles of waters to fishing that were closed immediately after the oil from the Macondo well started gushing. NOAA's Lehr said every shrimp, crab, and other fish tested by the government so far has been found to be safe.
To date, every seafood sample from reopened waters or outside of the closed area has passed sensory and chemical testing for contamination of oil and dispersant. No unsafe levels of contamination of the seafood have been found.
But here, too, Markey was skeptical, noting much remained unknown, including the long-term effects of the dispersants and the oil on seafood and on the Gulf itself. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.